Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the final segment of the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Today, my very special guest, Josh Toms. You can go to see his YouTube channel, youtube.com/JToms111. JToms111 is his YouTube name, and he's also on Facebook, I believe is the correct pronunciation, facebook.com/josh.toms.7. So it's josh.toms.7 on Facebook. Welcome back, mate. Now, is there any elements of your research that you've kind of delved into that's actually kind of really scared the bejesus out of you?
Dr. Judy Wood.
Mm-hmm.
John Hutchison and her come together. If you have free energy, couldn't you blow up a planet? Couldn't you make a Death Star? Is that crazy to say nowadays? But we actually have lasers that can, like a handheld laser that can burn through a ceramic cup. I mean, that's a death ray. Tesla talked about a death ray. He built that supposedly in the 30s. Well, you know, maybe there's a death ray out there. That's what concerns me, is the idea of direct energy weapons.
How exactly do they work? Are they capable of, I don't know, like using the natural energy that's in the atmosphere and just channeling it so that it goes...
It's a very technical question. It's a way to force energy into a tip. It's like a diode. You're wanting to force it into a channel. That's what a laser diode is. So you want to do like what a microwave does. You want to raise the voltage really high. You want to create a potential that like an antenna structure or a metal could pick it up. Or at a certain point, you would actually get down to the molecular energy structure where it's like a heat or a plasma. So it's not exactly that plasma where it's igniting, but it is exciting the energy bonds in the molecular structure. So it is like a microwave. You put a paper towel in a microwave, it won't cook. But if you put a wet paper towel in there, it'll cook. It's a technical subject. It's the Star Wars project from the 80s that Reagan did. It's startling. I've always wondered what happened, and I feel Dr. Judy Wood's book is incredible, to say the least. This movement is about people that are trying to expose that we don't know everything, that when, like in a court case, when you're convicting somebody to go to prison, you want to get all the evidence before you make any decisions or any predeterminations. You don't want to put a guy that's innocent behind bars. You want to get the truth out there and find out, how did he die? Who, where, when? You know, all those details. We don't have those details on 9/11. And even the nanothermite stuff isn't there. I know this is, they're going to say, a radical view, and it might push people away from this movement, but it is the other side of free energy technology, is that we can do harm with it. And that's why John DePew, who I respect greatly, is not releasing a lot of his work, because are we ready for this too? I mean, this is a very deep kind of question we have to ask ourselves. We have to have it because of the situation we've put ourselves in. But are we capable of having it? It's one of those catch-22 things. Are we going to blow ourselves up again? I mean, we have to be really wholehearted with this and want to do good. And I feel that all of these inventors are wanting to do good. And those are the people we need to be looking up to. Tesla, even though Edison was kind of a crooked guy, he still had a vision. I mean, why are we looking up to people like Lady Gaga and Justin Bieber. These are just people put up in front of us that, you know, they're talented. They have their own rights, but are they actually determining our future? Are they affecting generations to come? Are they actually visionaries like Leonardo da Vinci, who clearly knows what the hell he was talking about with the Vitruvian Man, as blatant intellectual genius? It's incredible how we've gotten to the point where we are today.
Yeah, I think we've just got our priorities out of whack. And I went to this sort of dance party festival last weekend, filming it for a friend of mine who was organizing. And I was quite surprised to find out that I'm actually a celebrity in New Zealand now. You know, people were coming up to me, they knew who I was, and they're really happy to see me and that kind of thing. And even at the bar we went to afterwards for the after party, I still had people coming up to me, people I didn't recognize and never knew from a bar of soap, you know, that kind of thing. And I was thinking, man, that's actually people who've got their frickin' priorities correct, okay? They actually want to hear the truth. They actually want to do something that's right. And there were a whole bunch of other people, which I'm sad to say far outnumbered the people who knew who I was, who were vacuous, soulless, mindless morons who have nothing, really. They got nothing. They got a slave job, a slave mentality, and they love their slave society. And they ain't going to take this society anywhere good. They're only going to make it go down. They ain't going to push it up. And it's occurred to me throughout history that it has always been a small minority of people who get it, who really figure out what is important, that wind up changing the world for future generations. When you talk about waking up the masses, I kind of hold back from that, and I think to myself, can we ever point at any moment in history where the masses, meaning over 50% of the population, has actually ever made a positive difference? I don't think there is such an example that we can point to. Even positive revolutions like the American Revolution, who threw off the chains of the king, was fought by, what, 3% of the population? Tops? You know? The masses don't matter, and historically never have. And I think that's when we try to wake up the masses that we forget to work on doing the right thing by doing the wrong thing, which is trying to wake up the masses. If you know what I mean, I'm not trying to say that people don't matter and they should be exterminated or anything like that. I'm just saying that it's a minority of people who do the vast majority of the work, and those are the people we should be focusing on. Those are the people who we should be helping to do what they can't already do. You know, like maybe you don't have a radio show or something like that, and you can't record this and record the video and broadcast on all these things by yourself. I can, and so I give you the ability, something that which perhaps you cannot do yourself. And that's a small example of how one person can help another person, and then you've got all these people listening that winds up helping even more. You see what I'm saying? That's the paradigm that I'm after. You help people who've already helped themselves by doing things for them that they can't quite do for themselves yet.
I couldn't agree more. I really like that. It's like the founding fathers. There were how many signed the Declaration? It wasn't the whole country. It was these inspired individuals that had been through trials and tribulation and felt what life is, that hard, you know, reality check, that things aren't always going to be the way you want them to. And it's the people that lift themselves up by the bootstraps, like these inventors, or like the artists of the world, or the musicians, the people trying to express themselves, that's where the imagination and technology and magic come together.
Indeed. And lastly, just before we get off, I'm sorry, I need to change topic here, but my friend James Wright, who is exposing the 33rd degree, the Supreme Council of the 33rd degree of Freemasonry, is currently living in his car, ladies and gentlemen. He's been kicked out, he's being demonized, he's being attacked and stuff like that. And his editor for his book has said that he can stay with him in order to continue writing, but he's in California. And currently, James is in Texas, so he needs some money just for gas, just to get from Texas to California. So if people could please donate, I think it's going to cost maybe $300. If somebody can donate me $300, I will forward that on to James. We've already had somebody donate $50, $50 New Zealand, and I want to get James to California so that he doesn't have to live in his freaking car. In order to do his really important work exposing the Supreme Council, and he's the biggest high-level whistleblower in Freemasonic history, ladies and gentlemen. So please, if you can, just open your wallets and just get that guy to California, if you can, please. All right, that's out of the way. Josh, thank you very much for coming on the show with me today. Your YouTube channel, youtube.com/jtoms1111, and on Facebook, .com/josh.toms.7. That's josh.toms.7. Thank you very much for your time today, my friend.
Pleasure.
All right. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. And I hope you have really enjoyed the broadcast that we try and put together for you, because it's so easy for me to say that I just, you know, come here and jump on the radio and just spurtle BS out of my mouth for a couple of hours or something like that, and apparently people really appreciate it. So I'm really glad that you do. I just hope that you become part of that small determined minority that chooses to take action with this knowledge and don't just sit back and keep listening for more. Make something happen today.